You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. VI Rugby is going from strength to strength in Wales. The Ospreys are the latest professional team to introduce a VI side. Joining me now is Mona Jetwa, who took part in the VI team's very first training session. Mona, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And this was your first experience of VI Rugby. What made you want to give it a go?
Well, a few things. First, living in Wales, I felt like I was the only person in the nation who did not have a clue about rugby, and that was something that needed to change. Also, when I was younger and my sight was a lot better, I used to play a lot of team sports, and I missed that. And to be honest, I didn't even realise that VI sports was a thing before I joined RNIB and heard about the work around see sport differently. The thing is, I'd just written myself off from ball sports. And when I got the email about the taster session, I saw that it was local to me and I thought it'd be a great opportunity for me to try sport again.
And how did you find the session? Was it what you were expecting?
I was quite nervous. I honestly had no idea what to expect, as I didn't even know much about rugby itself. I was actually watching YouTube videos on the rules on the way to the training grounds. I thought that everyone around me would be just incredibly fit and into rugby since perhaps they first learned to take their first steps. But the actual reality was quite far from it. The coach, Joe, he was really welcoming and encouraging. And I found the session was quite paced really well. We sort of started off with some basic drills in throwing and catching and moving along the playing fields. And coaches were really receptive to my needs and they made sure to create an inclusive space. I could see that they were learning as well and they showed their enthusiasm towards accessibility and VI needs by asking questions and adapting the drills. And they even donned sim specs at one point to get a better feel of how someone with a certain visual impairment might experience rugby.
And are you an active person sort of outside the rugby training?
I love walking and hiking. Living in such a beautiful part of the world in South Wales, there are lots of opportunities for me to do that. And I just love being outside. But since experiencing sight loss, I've never tried anything as vigorous as rugby. I did used to play a lot of sport when I was younger, such as cricket and tennis and badminton. And following on from the VI rugby sessions, I think I'm going to look into more local VI sports. It's just lit the spark for me again.
And do you know what the hopes of the Ospreys have been in setting up these VI training sessions?
I know that they are looking to continue promoting and running the sessions to demonstrate their commitment to inclusivity in sport. The Ospreys team, the engagement team for the Ospreys, attended a Disability Sports Wales event last week in Swansea, where they shared some information on the VI sessions. They are really hoping to grow the numbers of VI people playing rugby locally.
And of course, it's early days yet, but are there any matches planned with other VI sides?
But in terms of matches, I think that's something they're going to be working up towards. They're trying to grow the numbers first, and then perhaps once that's happened, they'll expand into matches and what sort of competitive sport that way.
What would you say to someone listening who, like yourself, hadn't tried rugby before, but might be thinking about giving it a try?
Yeah, I'd say if you're thinking about giving rugby a try, and I like the pun there, have a look around for your local clubs and see what programs they're running. I think to have a good experience, it's important to find a program that's going to be inclusive of your needs and makes the sport accessible to you. I think if I had to attend the rugby sessions with no information about whether it was designed for VI people or not, I don't think I would have attended. I would have been too nervous. But once you've found the right place, don't think twice. Just trust yourself, trust what you're capable of, and just give it a go.
And where's a good place for blind and partially sighted people to learn a bit more about some of the sports available to them? Because there's more than you might first think, aren't there?
That's exactly what took me by surprise. I didn't actually realise the amount of VI sport which is available for people like myself. But I would say the first point would be to access the See Sport Differently page on RNIB. And following on from that, there is also the British Blind Sports website, which has a search facility to look at VI sports events near you. But in terms of if you wanted to find out more about Ospreys and VI rugby, I know that they have a section on their own website and you can contact them and take it from there.
The Ospreys VI Rugby sessions are for both men and women and held on Tuesdays from 5:30pm to 6:30pm at Llandarcy Academy of Sport. For more information, you can contact Clive Oliver on 07828 332 169 or email clive.oliver@ospreysrugby.com. Well, we wish you the very best of luck on and off the pitch in the future. Mona Jetwa from Ospreys VI Rugby, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.